This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. A listener recently sent me a video clip of talk show personality Regis Philbin interviewing super cool actor and ukuleleist William H. Macy, who was on the show talking about his backyard hens. Regis did not believe that hens lay eggs without having first engaged in a reproductive act with a rooster. The listener sent me the clip with the message, "Some people are so ignorant." And that was the majority of the public response to that episode. Yet a sizable minority of folks don't know that hens lay eggs regularly, just like the females of most other species, regardless of whether the eggs are fertilized by a male. But speaking of well-documented but shockingly little-known facts, I wonder what percentage of people realize that grocery store chickens have almost certainly been fed arsenic. Yes, a feed additive by the name of Roxarsone contains arsenic. It's supposed to prevent intestinal parasites, which normally would be common in crowded factory farm conditions. But it also makes meat birds grow bigger than average at a more rapid pace than without the additive. Just recently, a book was published in the well-known Dummy series. You know, History for Dummies, Math for Dummies, Sex for Dummies, Raising Chickens for Dummies. This one is Detox for Dummies, about all the chemical additives that are bad for you in common foods. The book cites a survey finding that 100% of the chicken served at fast food restaurants and 60% of the chicken tested in grocery stores had detectable levels of arsenic. Some studies have found arsenic in eggs. Is arsenic safe to eat at the levels present? Personally, I find that hard to believe, but of course some in industry say it is safe. Normally, small amounts of arsenic are absorbed and excreted fairly rapidly in the human system, but through repeated or high exposure, it can build up and become persistent. Either way, I'd be inclined to trust those on the arsenic debates who say you should avoid exposure. But not only is arsenic a risk in personal consumption of factory farm chickens, it's also a public health risk for anyone living anywhere near a factory chicken farm. Way back in the early days of the Backyard Chicken Broadcast, before we were internationally syndicated and keeping our archives on radioforall.net, I reported on a lawsuit brought by an Arkansas family against Alpharma Corporation, manufacturers of Roxarsone. The lawsuit contended that arsenic in feed is transferred to chicken poop and then degrades into an even more dangerous form of the toxin when it's spread as fertilizer on farm fields. The charge was that the toxins are carried from the fertilized fields of the Arkansas town where the plaintiffs live through water, wind, and human and vehicular traffic, and cause cancer in their town, and specifically leukemia in their son. The family also sued several poultry concerns, including Cargill and Tyson Foods, charging that the poultry industry is aware of the dangers and just doesn't care. The lawsuit was originally filed in December 2003. The first time I reported on it, the trial was just finally getting underway, almost 3 years later, in September 2006. The plaintiffs show that dust samples from attics, homes, and businesses in the area have high levels of arsenic. They show that the samples were matched through chemical fingerprinting to litter applied on nearby fields. But the large-scale poultry-producing concerns found a sympathetic judge who refused to certify the case as a class-action suit and accepted the demand from the poultry companies named in the lawsuit that the plaintiffs couldn't talk about the poultry industry, even though the practices named are indeed industry-wide. The judge also sided with the corporation's request to exclude all references to odor and dust clouds associated with chicken litter. They say there's no proven connection between dust clouds and exposure to arsenic. Meanwhile, the judge allowed the poultry companies to go on and on at length about other ways that someone could get arsenic poisoning, even though they had no evidence that the family filing the lawsuit or anyone in that town could have been exposed to the sources they named. Alpharma argued arsenic doesn't cause leukemia, even though the Department of Health and Human Services, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, and the EPA have all determined that inorganic arsenic is carcinogenic. They also argue that the family could have been exposed to arsenic before Alpharma brought the rights to Roxarsone in 1991, and question how much arsenic the family was exposed to. 3 months after the trial started, I was dismayed to read the news that the jury found that the plaintiffs did not meet the burden of proof, which the judge set very high, and therefore Alpharma was not found liable for illness. The case went through appeals, but eventually died completely. Arsenic use in chicken production was no longer news, and discussion disappeared. For my part, I too dropped the discussion, waiting for a new development and not wanting to harp on the same complaints. but 2 years since my last arsenic episode, I feel it's a little overdue to keep the conversation alive. Still, I have to admit, I was reminded to bring it up again when I read about a group of elected officials in the state of Maryland who are working to ban the practice. State Delegate Tom Hucker is sponsoring and gathering support for legislation that would end the practice. At the same time, Attorney General Doug Gansler is lobbying the FDA to change their opinion on the chemical. Of course, the large-scale poultry coalitions are still denying that arsenic is bad for you, or that their arsenic is safe, or that all the chicken raisers will go out of business and none of us will ever get to eat chicken again, and there'll be massive unemployment if Roxarsone is banned. I hope these efforts pick up more traction than the lawsuit in Arkansas of almost a decade ago did. But even if Roxarsone is banned, or consumers take notice and demand organic chicken, which can't legally be given arsenic, it still remains that certified organic chicken, or chicken labeled free-range, are quite likely to be raised by a pretty large producer, in factory-like conditions, and with a much more limited and less nutritious diet, resulting in less nutritious eggs and meat, than true free-range chickens raised in backyards or on micro-farms. The even better outcome would be if the public at large started to forego mass-produced chicken entirely, and limit ourselves as much as possible to eating what we raise ourselves, or can acquire from small, nearby producers, who we can trust to raise our food under proper conditions. The most effective route to food security is to recapture a North American landscape where everyone, with a few hundred square feet of land, no matter where they live, shares their spaces with chickens in a way that is responsible to the environment, local economies, the genetic diversity of the species, and which ensures the quality of life for all humans, and yes, even the chickens we might eat. For links to more information on the latest lawsuit, or to the studies mentioned, join my Facebook fan page, or just Google arsenic and chicken. And don't forget, you can email me in text format or by digitally recording yourself clucking away. Send your questions, comments, personal anecdotes, invitations to profile your coop and have dinner, or whatever you want, at bucky@buckybacaw.org. Until next week, this is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.